Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Landon is looking for a second date update this morning, guys. Landon, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
Hey,
good morning.
So tell us how you met Molly and how the first date went.
I met her on Instagram. Actually, I work for a home builder and she's an interior designer. Mm-hmm. And I saw some of her work and reached out to see if she'd be interested in a project I'm working on. So we met at my office, and I liked her right off the bat. You know, there's something about designers. You know, they got a sense of style. They stand out. She had her own look. She's really attractive, you know.
Yeah.
Bubbly, fun, very talented. Mm-hmm. So we talked for over an hour, and as she was leaving, I asked her if she was open to dating someone she worked with, and she joked, well, it depends. Will I get paid more?
Oh. That's funny.
That was clever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, she laughed and she said that she was totally kidding. And then and she said she'd be open to it. So I asked her to dinner right there, which is totally out of character for me. But she said yes. A couple days later, I took her to the precinct and we had a great time. Yeah, we were at the restaurant for over 3 hours, and then she invited me back to her place, and I was there for a while. I'm not going to give too many details. I'm just going to say there was, you know, we had chemistry and connection, and everything was clicking, good conversation, we were laughing, you know, I was charming, she was flirting, everything was good. I left her place the next morning.
Okay.
And... and,
Eat
you know, it was a really good night. And, you know, I haven't spoken to her since. You know, I've texted her a few times and no response. I don't, you know, I don't get it. And I'm hoping you can provide some sort of insight.
What was the vibe the next morning? What kind of vibe were you getting from her when you were leaving? Did it feel awkward?
No, everything seemed fine. Everything seemed fine.
Okay. Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we'll call Molly and see what she thought of you and her date slash evening. I mean, how can you go wrong at the precinct, for crying out loud?
Right on.
You know, and it's obviously went well enough that he went back to her place and spent the night. So we'll check back in this time, hopefully with Molly. His second date update continues next with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102.
My house has a new glow.
Summer's here. You don't want to be running that AC nonstop. Keep that cold air inside with new energy-efficient windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, it's Tim. Call for a free estimate. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Landon actually found Molly on Instagram. She is a very successful interior designer. He works for a home builder. He was looking for someone to work on a project with his company. And so they met at his office and they talked for like an hour. And he was just very impressed with not just her beauty, but her sense of style. So he did something which is a little out of character for him. He invited her out to dinner and she accepted. And he pulled out all the stops, man. He took her to the precinct, and they hung out for like 3 hours. So there's clearly chemistry between these two people. And after that, they went back to her place, And then he left the next morning and hasn't seen or heard from her since. He sent a couple of texts, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can get to the bottom of this. You know, I don't know why she would ghost like that.
Well, you ready to call her?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Hey, Molly, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102 Radio. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. what's going on? What's this about?
You're what's going on. You're MIA. We got a call from Landon, your friend who you went to the precinct with. I know you guys were talking about maybe doing a project together or something, and you ended up...
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive help supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Having dinner and... I won't get into the rest, but anyway, he misses you.
He misses me. Okay. So he wanted you to call, or I'm so confused.
Yeah, he called us. We do a feature on our show called Second Date Update where someone goes on a date and they get blown off. They sometimes call us and we'll try to get a hold of that person on their behalf to see what really happened. And the person who's really left confused is Landon because he thought you guys got along great, but you haven't responded to any of his texts. And he was wondering if it was something he did.
He's a piece of work. This is, he originally hit on me at his office.
Right.
He asked me out.
Yeah.
He takes me to dinner. He sleeps with me. And then he didn't give me the job.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And not only that, he didn't even have the balls to tell me about it.
What is happening?
No, yeah, the day after our date, I get a call from his boss telling me that they decided to go another direction and that they hired this other woman that I know, and I know her work, and it's not anything special, to put it nicely. So, yeah, I'm incredibly, I don't know what else to say. I'm pissed, and I deserve that job, and I didn't get it, and he didn't have the courage to tell me. Yeah, no, I'm not going to go.
Oh, he didn't even say anything to you.
What?
Oh, wow.
What? No, he didn't say anything.
Well,
did you sleep with him to get the job, or did you sleep with him just because you liked him as a person?
No, it all happened very fast. Like it was like, we're kind of mixing business and pleasure, but we went out. It was not like, oh, we're out on a work date and then oops, this happened. It's like, no, we went out. We had a great time.
Okay.
And one thing led to another. Yeah. I don't need to sleep with people to get my, I'm very good at what I do.
I just wanted to know, ask. Sorry.
Yeah,
thanks for letting me.
That's a question only you could have asked, Richie, not
sorry.
Me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I probably should have thought about that before. My bad.
No, don't be sorry. I totally get it.
She didn't even miss a beat. Yeah. Others were thinking it. Okay. Well, Molly, we have Landon on the line if you want to tell him yourself.
Oh, tell him what? I don't want to talk to him. What do you?
Well, I'd be curious to hear his explanation, Landon. I mean, how do you respond to what Molly just said?
Whoa. That decision wasn't mine. I did the interviews. I presented the info to my manager. He made the decision. Apparently, he had some sort of relationship with the woman we hired that I was unaware with, and he ultimately made that decision. It wasn't me. You were my choice all the way.
Okay, so, your boss slept with her, and that's why he picked her. Got it.
I have no idea what's going on between them. Look, I took you to dinner because I liked you. Outside of the work stuff, in my mind, this is two different things going on over here. There was work and there was personal. Totally separate. One didn't affect the other. But now you have me thinking that you only went out with me because you thought it would help you get the job. And then when that didn't happen, you didn't want anything to do with me. Is that what's happening?
No, I thought it was shitty that I didn't get the job and that you couldn't just tell me that.
When was it decided that she wasn't getting the job?
It was the morning after our date.
Mm.
Gotcha.
So you didn't know on the date that... Did you go into the date thinking that she was going to get the hire? Or did you have a feeling that there's a good chance that she wouldn't?
If it was up to me, she would have gotten the hire.
Yeah, I get that. But did you know that she wasn't going to get it the night of your date?
I had no idea.
Okay.
But you're saying you recommended her, and despite your recommendation, your boss chose someone else.
Absolutely.
The morning after your date.
Yeah, for whatever reason, he went with somebody else.
Molly, care to cross-examine?
Sorry, I'm kind of chuckling over here. The morning after.
You sound skeptical.
Yes, of course I'm skeptical. I slept with it. Like, it all happened so fast, and I just find it kind of ironic that it was the next morning. Yeah. It's fine. Listen, I'm not worried about it. I just don't know why. Yeah, you could have told me. I don't understand why he had to be the one too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's that. No chance of a second date here, I guess.
No.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate the explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Landon, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. If it was up to me, the decision would have gone the other way. But it was just bad timing all around.
Mm. Yeah. That's a bummer.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to see each other again, like on work. I can feel it.
You think they're going to run into each other?
It's going to be awkward.
It is going to be way awkward.
This thing, you think things are going to go bad with that other designer and the boss? She was probably...
Yeah, because she's not as good as our girl.
Right.
She's not as good as Molly.
It happens.
This is going to circle back.
So if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com. Coming up, day two of the 6-song stitch to Harry Styles in Chicago.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.